सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। ॐ लॉर्ड कृष्णा गेव हिज टीचिंग इन द सेकंड चैप्टर दैट इज सांख्य योग। Sankhyam means self-knowledge. To remove the sorrow from the Arjuna's mind, Lord Krishna gave that self-knowledge. Self-knowledge means Jnana Yoga. Jnanat Sukham, Ajnanat Dukham Nar. The cause for our sorrow, that is dukkham, is nothing but self-ignorance. So therefore, Lord Krishna elaborately explained about the Atma Swarupam. Hey Arjuna, you are that consciousness principle, that is eternal consciousness principle, awareness. You are not the body, mind. That consciousness is your real nature. It has no birth and death. May you claim this Atma as your true nature. May you claim this Atma as your true nature. By this knowledge alone, you can be free from sorrow. Shastra coined a word called samsara. Samsara is the word used by Shastra. You can translate it as samsara into all other human problems. What are the human problems? Fear, worry, sorrow, guilt, hurt, etc., etc. All these put together, in which mind these are all there, that is called samsara. Not Tamil samsaram. Samsaram, not Tamil samsaram, my wife. According to Shastra, samsaram means nothing but all these put together. Fear, worry, sorrow, guilt, hurt, doubting, all confusions called samsara. Therefore, whenever I use the word samsara, you have to recollect all of them. I need not translate every time. Is it no? Samsara. So, Arjuna, ignorance is the samsara cause. Your ignorance alone is the reason for this samsara problem. Therefore, may you come out of this ignorance. This is the teaching of that second chapter. Having said that, now Lord Krishna is entering into a karma yoga topic. In the second chapter, middle, 47th shloka onwards, up to 53, Lord Krishna dealt with the karma yoga topic, 47 to 53 verses. And 57 to 72, Lord Krishna talked about jnana yoga. 57 to 72 verses up to that end of the second chapter. What is the topic in the Jnana Yoga topic? What Lord Krishna said there? జ్ఞాన యోగా ఈజ్ సుపీరియర్. జ్ఞానాత్ ఏవతు కైవల్యం. జ్ఞాని ఎలోని సుపీరియర్, జ్ఞాన యోగా ఎలోని సుపీరియర్. వన్ హ్యాస్ టు అటైన్ దట్ జ్ఞానం టు కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ సారో, దెర్ ఈజ్ నో అదర్ వే. న కర్మణా న ప్రజయాధనే న త్యాగే నైకే అమృతత్వమానసు. ఎనీ అమౌంట్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ విల్ నాట్ రిమూవ్ యువర్ సారో. దేర్ ఫోర్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు కమ్ టు జ్ఞాన యోగ. అండ్ జ్ఞాన్ ఈస్ లక్షణాస్ ఆల్సో హీ ఇన్యూమరేటెడ్. హ్యావింగ్ సెడ్ దిస్ మచ్, నౌ దేర్ అండ్ దేర్ వాట్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ సెడ్, దేర్ ఫోర్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఫైట్ ఇన్ ద బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్, కర్మయోగి భవార్జున అన్నారు. హైలైటింగ్ జ్ఞాన యోగ, ఆత్మజ్ఞానం, దట్ ఈస్ ద ఓన్లీ సొల్యూషన్ ఫర్ ఏ రెమెడీ ఫర్ సంసార. అండ్ వాట్ హీ ఆస్క్డ్ అర్జున టు డూ, నా యుద్ధం, నా డూ యువర్ డ్యూటీ. కర్మయోగ ఈజ్ యువర్ సాధన, నౌ యు హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ అప్. నార్ దెన్ అర్జున ఈజ్ వెరీ మచ్ కన్ఫ్యూజ్డ్. హే కృష్ణ, యు ఆర్ ప్రైజింగ్ గ్లోరిఫయింగ్ వన్ థింగ్ అండ్ యు ఆర్ ఆస్కింగ్ మీ టు డూ సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్. యు ఆర్ ప్రైజింగ్ గ్లోరిఫయింగ్ జ్ఞానం, దట్ ఈస్ ద ఓన్లీ సొల్యూషన్ ఫర్ మోక్ష. మోక్ష మీన్స్ వాట్? ఫ్రీడమ్ ఫ్రమ్ సంసార. ఫ్రీడమ్ ఫ్రమ్ సంసార ఈజ్ మోక్ష. నౌ ఐఎమ్ ఇన్ నీడ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఫ్రీడమ్ బికాస్ ఐఎమ్ ఇన్ సారో. నౌ ఐఎమ్ గ్రీవింగ్, యూ నో దాట్. దట్స్ వై ఐ ఆస్క్డ్ యూ, వాట్ ఈజ్ శ్రేయస్? శ్రేయస్ ఈజ్ మోక్ష త్రూ జ్ఞాన యోగ. సో ఐ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ అప్. ఐఎమ్ ఇన్ బ్యాడ్లీ ఇన్ నీడ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ జ్ఞాన యోగ, బట్ యు ఆర్ ప్రిస్క్రైబింగ్ మీ వాట్? కర్మయోగ. దట్ టు వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ? టెరిబుల్ కర్మ, ఘోర యుద్ధ కర్మ యు ఆర్ ఆస్కింగ్ మీ టు డూ. సో ఐఎమ్ వెరీ మచ్ కన్ఫ్యూజ్డ్, యాజ్ దో యువర్ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ కన్ఫ్యూజింగ్ మీ. అర్జున స్టార్ట్స్ హిజ్ క్వశ్చన్ ద ఫస్ట్ శ్లోక ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ హియర్. నౌ విల్ రీడ్ దట్ ఫస్ట్ శ్లోక. అథ తృతీయోధ్యాయ. అర్జున ఉవాచ, జాయసి చేత్ కర్మణస్తే మత బుద్ధిర్ జనార్దన, తత్ కిం కర్మణి ఘోరే మాం నియోజయసి కేశవాం. అర్జున ఉవాచ, అర్జున ఆస్క్డ్. వాట్ హీ ఆస్క్డ్? హే జనార్దన, హీఈస్ అడ్రెస్సింగ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ యాజ్ బై నేమ్ జనార్దన. హే జనార్దన, ఓ కృష్ణ, కర్మణః బుద్ధిః జాయసి చేత్ తే మత. యూ హ్యావ్ కన్సిడర్డ్ దట్ బుద్ధిః మీన్స్ హియర్ జ్ఞానం. జ్ఞానం యూ హ్యావ్ కన్సిడర్డ్, ద సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ కన్సిడర్డ్ బై యూ. తే మత మీన్స్ బై యూ, కన్సిడర్డ్ బై యూ యాజ్ వాట్? జాయసీన్, టు బి సుపీరియర్ దెన్ వాట్? కర్మణ దెన్ కర్మ. జ్ఞానం, సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ సుపీరియర్. సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ టు బి సుపీరియర్ టు యాక్షన్ వెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ కన్సిడర్డ్ లైక్ దిస్. జాయసి చేత్ కర్మణ తే మత, తత మాం ఘోరే కర్మణి కిం నియోజసి. కిం నియోజసి? వై యు ఆర్ ఎంగేజింగ్ మీ? కిం నియోజసి మీన్స్ వై యు ఆర్ ఎంగేజింగ్ మీ. మాం మీ, యు ఆర్ ఎంగేజింగ్ మీ, ఆస్కింగ్ మీ, ప్రిస్క్రైబింగ్ మీ to do what? Ghore karmani, in this cruel action you are engaging me, you are ordering me. He Keshavanar, you have killed that Keshi Rakshasa, but you are asking me to kill my Tata, Guru, etc. In Mahabharata, that serial is going on now, Telugu. Many of you do not know Telugu, but that serial is going on in Telugu, Mahabharata. Now that Bhishma is in that Ampashaya. Bhishma is going to die. Karana is going to enter the war. And Arjuna says, I have done a great papam, giving you this type of punishment to you, lying down on the arrows. I have done such a great papam when Arjuna was wailing. And Bhishma says, you are not the cause, Arjuna. I asked for this. I have Ichha Maranam. Therefore, I want to lie down like this. This is not your. I have welcomed you. I am very happy. I am going to leave my body because of your arrows. This is called Vira Maranam. I am going to get Vira Swargam. So I am very happy. So Arjuna is having guilt. But Lord Krishna says, you are doing Dharma Yuddham. Dharma Yuddham. Dharmic battle you are doing. It is not wrong, Arjuna. Even though you are going to kill your grandfather and gurus, it is not adharma yuddham, it is dharma yuddham. Therefore, that feeling should not be there in the mind when we are doing certain duties unpleasant to us, unfavorable, unpleasant. But Shastra says, even though they are unpleasant, if they are your duties, you have to do it. Whether you like it or not, never hesitate to withdraw from your duty. Therefore, Arjuna is asking, why you are instigating me to do this Ghora Yuddham? And second shloka, he continues further, I don't say that you are wrong, hey Krishna, but your words are as though confusing me. So you should not doubt, no, Lord Krishna. Arjuna is accepting his own misconception. As though in that second shloka, he brings that idea. We'll read that second shloka. Vyamishreneva vakyena.
Vyamishreneva vakyena.
Buddhim mohayasiva me. Tadekam vada nischitya. Ena shreyoham apnuyam. Vyamishreneva vakyena me buddhim mohayasi iva. Vyamishrena means here, your words are as though contradicting. Vakyena means by the statements. Vakyena means by your statements, with your words, how they are now. They are seemingly contradicting. Vyamishrenava. Visheshena mishritram iva means it is as though confusing, as though confusing. You are not really confusing, but your words are seemingly looking as though they are confusing me. I am not able to get a clear picture from your words. I am not able to have clear idea by your words. Therefore, as though your words are as though confusing, as though contradicting. Vyamishreneva vakyena, because of that contradicting words, as though contradicting words, what is happening? Me buddhim mohayasi. You are confusing my intellect. You are confusing my intellect. who is having a poor intellect and artha. He is accepting his intellect, very poor intellect. Many times we get confusion. How many times we are getting the right knowledge? Maximum, many times we misunderstand others' words. And why we misunderstand those words? Because of our interpretation. Our intellect interprets in its own way, based on its own knowledge, based on its own understanding. Our own intellect interprets like that. Having interpreted, and either it is confused or it is clear, it based on our own intellect. And therefore we have to question our intellect. Me buddhim mohayasi. Your contradicting words are as though deluding my intellect, confusing my intellect. They are seemingly contradicting your words. Because of those words, I am little bit confused. Confusing my intellect. Therefore, you are praising one thing and you are asking me to do something. Now, I ask you, hey Krishna, tell me which one is good for me. Ekam vada nischitya. Nischitya. Definitely, you have to decide now. Definitely, tell me. Vada. Tell me. Having decided. What is good for me? Which pursuit is good for me? Either karma yoga or jnana yoga. Which one is good for me? You are blowing hot and cold. No. Praising one thing, asking me to do which is inferior. Karma is inferior than jnanam. You have elaborately explained. And you are asking me to do what? Karma which is inferior. But I am looking for that superior jnana yogam. Therefore, please tell me any one. Tat ekam vadanar. That one pursuit, one practice, one sadhana, tell me definitely. Why I am asking like this? Yena aham shreyaha apnuyam. If you decide and come with one answer, A bhi tik hai, O bhi tik hai, na, this is also nice, that is also nice. Therefore, you do this like that, you should not say, Ekam vada nar. Which one I have to do? You have to tell me nar. Already Krishna told in the second chapter, no? Karma yoga is the one, but still, Arjuna wants jnana yoga. That's why he is expecting that answer from Lord Krishna. Adi varmatingiradu vaayilandu. Lord Krishna is not bringing that word jnanam. You follow jnanam. Arjuna is not telling. Arjuna is waiting for that answer. I am badly needing that answer, but Krishna is not bringing. Therefore, once again he is reminding. Please tell me which one is the best. Aham Sreham Sreyaha Apnuyam. I will attain by which? By highest pursuit or good, by highest good or liberation I shall gain. Tatu ekam vadanischa vadanischitya aham shreyaha apnuyam tena. By which practice I can attain liberation? That only you tell me. Hey Krishna, he is asking. So, now I have to give some a bird eye view of this entire vision of Lord Krishna. With that vision, we can enter into the third chapter, exactly what Krishna wants to say in this Karma Yoga chapter. Titled in third chapter is titled as Karma Yoga. What is the Krishna's intention? Lord Krishna praising Jnana Yoga, asking Arjuna to do Karma Yoga. Jnana Yoga is superior than Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga is inferior, Lord Krishna said. What it means now? In Shastra, there are two lifestyles. There are two sadhanas and two lifestyles. What are those two sadhanas first? First sadhana is karma yoga sadhanam. A practice to be done by the people, that's called karma yoga. Karma yoga is one type of practice. And jnana yoga is the second type of practice to be practiced by the people in the society. Jnana yoga. These are the two sadhanas. Karma yoga is one sadhana, jnana yoga is another sadhana. Two sadhanas are there. What for? What is the goal? What is the sadhyam? Goal is what? Karma yoga sadhana meant for what? Jnana yoga sadhana meant for what? Shastra says, Krishna says, both are meant for moksha. Karma yoga is also, karma yoga sadhanam also meant for liberation. Jnana yoga sadhanam is also meant for liberation. Liberation means moksha. Freedom. Freedom from what? Freedom from sorrow. Freedom from samsara. So both are meant for moksha only. The goal is same. Sadhyam, the goal is same, one and the same. These two sadhanas, you have no choice. Either I have to practice karma yoga or I have to practice jnana yoga. There is no choice. Everyone has to follow karma yoga. Everyone has to follow jnana yoga. There is no choice. Where can you have choice? Na? When two things are similar, you have a choice. When the two things are dissimilar, you cannot have a choice. Between two shirts, you can have choice. Between two saris, you can have choice. Because saris are similar. No? Either this sari, pattu sari, shall I buy, or cotton sari, shall I buy? You can have a choice. You can use your free will there. Either this or that. Choice is there. Between two saris or between two shirts, you have sari. Choice. Between two blouses, blouse pieces, you can have choice. Between two pants, you can have choice. But you cannot have choice between shirt and pant. You cannot have choice between sari and blouse. Sari also compulsory, blouse is also compulsory, pant is also compulsory, shirt is also compulsory. Shirt and pant both are dissimilar. They are not similar. Blouse and sari are not similar. They are two different garments. You cannot have a choice there. So between two blouses you can have choice, or between two saris you can have choice, between two shirts you can have choice, between two pants you can have choice, but between shirt and pant you cannot have choice, between sari and blouse you cannot have choice. Like that, between karma yoga and jnana yoga you cannot have a choice. Both are required, both are important. That means I have to do karma yoga and jnana yoga simultaneously. Should I practice karma yoga simultaneously? Should I practice jnana yoga also? No. Never. You cannot practice simultaneously. You cannot practice simultaneously. Then what? You have to practice gradually. First you have to practice karma yoga, then you have to practice jnana yoga. There is no choice. Everyone has to practice karma yoga, everyone has to come to jnana yoga after karma yoga. Both are compulsory. Then where is choice for me? You have choice in lifestyle. Grihasthashrama and sannyasashrama. In ashrama dharma, you have a choice. Whether to choose after brahmacharyam, after bachelorhood, you have a choice to enter into grihasthashrama or Kashi Yatra pohamale. Kashi Yatra pannumbodhu, why you are going to Kashi Yatra? Don't go. My daughter is here, my sister, that brother-in-law, you know, he gives that umbrella and chappal. Don't go to Kashi, marry my sister, he is asking, you know. This is brahmachari having a choice whether to go to Rishikesh, take sannyasa ashrama, or enter into grihastha ashrama. No one can force him. That is choice. Either to enter into householder's life or renunciation, monk's life, sannyasa ashrama. You have choice. You can choose any lifestyle. What lifestyle? Innamo lifestyle ella irukke nariya Madras lo area ku or lifestyle. I am talking about our scriptures, Vedic lifestyle. What design they have given, we are also have design. Lifestyle, they give a lot of designs. What is our design in our Vedic lifestyle design? Brahmacharya grihi bhutva vani bhavet vani bhutva pravrajet. Our rule. After bachelorhood, after completing education, one can enter into household life. After household duties completion, you can retire from household duties, take vanaprastha ashrama, then vanaprastha to sannyasa ashrama. Gradually you can enter in from one ashrama to another ashrama. You have choice. Or you can choose from brahmacharya ashrama, yadahareva virajet, tadahareva pravrajet. You need not enter into what? Grihasthashrama or vanaprasthashrama. From brahmacharya ashrama itself, straight away you can take sannyasa ashrama. You have choice. Choose any one. No, I want to choose grihasthashrama also, sannyasa ashrama also, not possible. Only one you can choose. Which one first? First I want to be a sannyasi, then I want to be a grihastha. Appadi pannakoodadhu. Idhukku or order irukku. In the lifestyle ki, there is an order. You have to enter into grihastha ashrama, then vanaprastha, then sannyasa, later stages. Adhi kramama pannanu. Or you can enter into straight away sannyasa ashrama from grihastha ashrama. You have choice. Sannyasa ashramathi poi vanaprastha grihasthrama aha koodadhu. Mudiyadhu, first of all. So there is a choice in this. Either straight away you take sannyasa or take grihastha ashrama also straight away from brahmacharya ashrama. This choice is there. For grihasthas, karma yoga is the sadhana. For sannyasis, jnana yoga is the sadhana. Beautifully designed. Grihasthanaki one sadhana, one practice in his life. For sannyasi also there is a sadhana given. For grihastha, karma yoga is the sadhana. For sannyasi, jnana yoga is the sadhana. What do you mean by this karma yoga sadhana? Why in grihastha ashrama only, not in sannyasa ashrama? Why for sannyasa ashrami alone jnana yoga? Why grihastha ashrami alone karma yoga? Why not opposite? Why can't we take karma yoga in sannyasa ashrama and jnana yoga in grihastha ashrama? Mudiyadhu. It is not possible. Because grihastha ashrama lifestyle is an active lifestyle. Grihastha ashrama lifestyle is an active lifestyle. This person, grihastha ashrami, there are many members in the family depending upon this householder. Grihasthashrami is not a single one. The person, many members in the family are depending upon this householder. Once you are married, wife is depending upon that person, parents are depending upon that person, children are depending upon that person. Of course, relatives are also there. Many relatives are there, whether you like it or not. Relatives are there. Once you got married, mother-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, not one or two, those days many members, and their relatives. You are tying only to one woman, and not mood mudichi podrathu ore ore lady ku dhaan. Anala how many relations are coming? So many members. Like that, the relations are inevitable. You are accepting those relations when you are taking this relation, wife relation, husband relation. Once it comes into my life, I become a householder. Automatically, all other relations bound to come, whether you like it or not. Namakku pidikumo pidikado, vandudum, avladha. So, all those relations are all there and family members are there. You have to take care of them. You have to provide food for them. You have to provide education for your children. You have to provide clothes, shelter, everything for them. Therefore, this grihastha require what? Money. To get money, you have to be active. You have to be silent. You have to be active. Householder has to be very, very active, highly active. From morning to till night, he has to work and earn money, and he has to buy so many things, and he has to do lot of rituals, and to get house, to get children, and to take care of his health, and her health, and children health, and medicines. For so many things, he need money, he needs so many things, he has to do lot of rituals, active lifestyle. Therefore, grihasthashrami is one who need money, who has to perform ritual, therefore all the duty-oriented lifestyle. Responsibilities and duties-oriented life. Which one? Grihasthashrama. Therefore, you have to do karma. After marrying, I don't want to do any action. Wife, children, all will come and attack this person. Enge poren? Where you are going to leave us? No? They will hold this person. You cannot escape. So therefore, he has to be active. Karma pannida aganam. He has to do work. Active he has to be. Therefore, it is called pravritti marga. This marga is known as pravritti marga. Active lifestyle. For this active lifestyle person, this active lifestyle person, what we have to do? You have to give that paraphernalia where he can work, and what are all things he need, all those things he has to taken care of. So pravritti marga, active lifestyle. Therefore karma, rather than karma, doing just actions, hey Arjuna, you do karma yoga. What is karma yoga? I have already given in the second chapter. Proper action with proper attitude is called karma yoga. Never be like a kevala karmi, but offer those actions what you are doing to me. You offer Ishvararpana buddhya karma kuru, as an offering to the Lord. Do your duty, all your actions will become what? Karma yoga. And take the results whatever comes to you, either pleasant or unpleasant, as Ishvara Prasadama you take, accept them without any rejection, without any resistance. This is called proper attitude, Sadbhavana. Proper action, proper attitude. With this, if you do, you are a karma yogi. You are no more a karmi. You are a karma yogi. This is called nishkama karma. Hey Arjuna, you are a grihastha already. You are a grihastha, you are in active lifestyle, you are taken up. Therefore, you karma yoga is the suitable sadhana for you. Whereas, Jnana Yoga is meant for a sannyasi, nivritti marga, a lifestyle in which there are no duties, there are no responsibilities, no wife, no children, and of course sannyasini and no husband, no children, no mother-in-law, no father-in-law. And husband, wife, father-in-law, mother-in-law comes. Sister-in-law, brother-in-law, all these relations are also not there. Therefore, no responsibilities are there. Nobody is there to ask, enak idhi kuvangu, idhi konduva, adhi konduva. Nobody is there to ask also. He need not buy anything for anyone. Therefore, no responsibility. So, therefore, he need not be active. No need of money. No need of taking care of all these family members, no members in the family, he is wanting a lonely person. So he need not be active. Therefore, he need not require any money also. There is no necessity of money, no necessity of activity. Therefore, what? He is having lot of time for Shastra study. He can take up Jnana Yoga as his sadhana. He can take up Jnana Yoga as his sadhana. No need of karma yoga for him. Minimum karma is there, like sannyasi dharmam, guru sushrusha, dandadarpanam, japam, parayanam, that karma will be there. But this type of family duties are not there. Therefore, he is having lot of time to study Shastra. There is no burden for him. So there is a time for studying Shastra. This person is very highly busy. Person active from the morning to till night. Therefore, he cannot avoid Grihastha Ashrama. He cannot avoid Karma Yoga. So therefore, Arjuna, two lifestyles I have given. But two sadhanas are also I have given. Which sadhana for whom I have designed? What about this person? Karma Yoga even teva illa na. See, Karma Yoga he has already completed. A sannyasi is one who has completed Karma Yoga either in his previous years, early childhood years, or in his previous life. Karma Yoga he has already completed. That's why he is able to take Jnana Yoga straight away. Without completion of Karma Yoga, you are not eligible to Jnana Yoga. Without completion of Karma Yoga, without refining the mind, you cannot enter into Jnana Yoga. You require a lot of detachment in sannyasa ashrama. You should not have any craving for any worldly materialistic pleasures. And you must have lot of time to spend, quality time for jnanam. That and all possible for this person who is mature enough, already completed, brought forward an artha. In the bank book, lo, the amount put in the kapro, next page, lo, they put that full amount of that back side page. No? Back page, lo, irukkira amount, lo, brought forward and podva. And kanak apadiye vandadum illaya adhu madri this sanyasi can take up Jnana Yoga Sadhana because he has already completed Karma Yoga. Mari, what about Grihastashramana? Maybe in previous life he might have completed Grihastashrama. Therefore, in this Janma, at present, this person is eligible, qualified, enough to take Sannyasashrama and Jnana Yoga Sadhana. Now you, the Arjuna, so-called, struggling in this battlefield in front of me, you are a Mahagrihastha already. Before you are asking me the question, you are already a Mahagrihastha. Poyinadathella poyi kalyanam pannittu vare. How many wives you are having, how many children you are having. So you are a great king, you are a great responsible person in the society. You have to take care of so many things in the society. You are eligible, qualified for Karma Yoga only, not for Nivritti Marga, but for Pravritti Marga. You have to take care of. Arjuna, these two sadhanas are compulsory for everyone. This for this sannyasi, I have prescribed this Jnana Yoga because he has already completed Karma Yoga. That's why he is able to go to Jnana Yoga. So, ashrama, there is a choice. In sadhana, he also did not escape that Karma Yoga. He has completed. Now, in Namke Vasti, little Karma Yoga, he is doing in the form of Guru Sushrusha. In the form of Parayanam, in the form of Shravanam, in the form of everything he is doing, Karma Yoga, in a skeletal form he is doing still. You are still in Karma Yoga, full and full you have to practice Karma Yoga. You are qualified for Karma Yoga, not for Jnana Yoga. But then I want Moksha. You will get Moksha later. You will get Moksha later. Why? This Karma Yoga is also directed to that Moksha Sadhyam goal alone. What do you think? What this Karma Yoga is going to give? You know? Moksha alone. Arat Upakarakam. Karma Yoga only cannot give Moksha. Karma Yoga gives preparation and prepares your mind. Karma Yoga practice sadhana gives Jnana Yogyata. Jnana Yogyata gives Jnanam, Jnanam gives Moksha. How you get liberation, Arjuna? You want Shreyas, that is Moksha you want? That Moksha is possible only by Jnanam. How you can get Jnanam? Only when you are qualified enough to get Jnanam. When you got the Jnana Yogyata only, you can get Jnanam. How will you get Jnana Yogyata? You have to practice Karma Yoga. See the step by step. Karma Yoga is meant for Jnana Yogyata. Jnana Yogyata means eligibility, qualification. You are qualified. This is called qualifying round. Okay? You are qualified to enter into Jnana Yoga. That is Jnana Yogyata. Eligibility to study Shastra. Once Jnana Yogyata comes, you enter into study, you get Jnanam, Atma Jnanam. Once you get Jnanam, you will get Moksha. So Karma Yoga is also for what? For Moksha only. But there are two steps in between. Jnana Yogyata you have to acquire. But this person already acquired Jnana Yogyata. Now he is straight away doing Shravanam, Manana Nididhyasanam, Jnana Yoga Sadhana is doing. He is going to get Moksha. He is a little bit closer, that's all. This sannyasi is closer to Moksha because he has already completed Karma Yoga. Either Grihasthashrama in this Janma or previous Janma. Previous Janma he might have completed Grihasthashrama. Some people enter into Grihasthashrama, afterwards they will take sannyasa. Nowadays that idea has gone. Those days and all people used to take Vanaprasthashrama, Sannyasashrama. It is very common. Nowadays sannyasa kavi paathale bayam people ke. Enga paathale ore news papers la. அதனால் அந்த காவிக்கு மதிப்பு இல்லாமலே போயிடுதுன்னு. ஹவு கிரேட் ஆசிரமா சச்சன் ஆசிரமா, வாட் ஃபர் என்ன சந்யாசை இஸ் ஓன்லி ஒன் டியூட்டி. என்ன தெரியுமோ, மார்னிங் சாஸ்திர சிரவணம் பட்டனம் பாடனம், டீச்சிங் பாராயணம் பண்ணணும், பாஷ்யம் டீச் பண்ணணும், எகெயின் மத்தியானம், எகெயின் சாஸ்திரம், சாயங்காலம் சாஸ்திரம், நைட்டு சாஸ்திரம், இதே தான். ஆல்வேஸ் இஸ் மைண்ட் இஸ் டுவெல்லிங் இன் ஆத்ம சிந்தனம் அண்ட் டீச்சிங் அபவுட் ஆத்ம ஜானம். திஸ் இஸ் த ஓன்லி டியூட்டி ஆஃப் ஏ சன்னியாசி. நத்திங், தெர் இஸ் நோ செகண்ட் டியூட்டி ஃபார் ஏ சன்னியாசி. காவி போட்டான்னு சொன்னால் யூ ஆர் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் போர்ட்னர். சுவாமிஜி வேர்ட்ஸில் சொன்னா போர்ட் ரிடக்ஷன், பொசிஷன்ஸ் ஆப்ளிகேஷன்ஸ் டிரான்சாக்ஷன்ஸ் ரிலேஷன்ஸ் ஆல் ஆர் நில் ஃபார் சன்னியாசி. ஃபார் கர்மயோகி தே ஆர் லிமிட்டெட். கர்மயோகிக்கு, வி ஆர் நாட் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் கர்மீஸ், கர்மிக்கு முழுக்க முழுக்க தே ஆர் டோட்டலி சோக்டு இன் கர்மா. ஏ சீக்கர் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா, சப்போஸ் யூ ஆர் சீக்கர் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா அர்ஜுனா, ஐ நோ தட் யூ வாண்ட் ஃப்ரீடம் ஃப்ரம் சாரோ, யூ ஆர் ஏ தீவிர முமுக்ஷு, ஐ நோ, பட் யூ டேக் அப் கர்மயோகா, யூ ஆர் இன் கிரகஸ்தாஷ்ரமா, யூ டேக் அப் கர்மயோகா, கிராஜுவலி யூ கம், கிராஜுவலி யூ கம் டு மோக்ஷா. தேர்ஃபோர் அர்ஜுனா கொஸ்டின் இட் செல்ஃப் ஏ ராங் கொஸ்டின். ஏகம் வத நிச்சித்ய, தட் கொஸ்டின் இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் எ ராங் கொஸ்டின். வேர் தெர் இஸ் நோ சாய்ஸ், அர்ஜுனா ஆஸ்கிங் ஃபார் சாய்ஸ். கேன் தேர் பி ஏ ரைட் ஆன்சர் ஃபார் ராங் கொஸ்டின்? கேன் தேர் பி ஏ ரைட் ஆன்சர் ஃபார் ஏ ராங் கொஸ்டின்? நோ, இட்ஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். ஹவு லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா கேன் கிவ் ஆன்சர் நவ் டு தட் கொஸ்டின்? What Lord Krishna has to say? Your question is wrong. அனு சொல்லணும், அப்படி சொல்லக்கூடாது. Lord Krishna doesn't want to say your question is wrong, Arjuna. Lord Krishna just kept quiet and he is go on teaching what is Karma Yoga. Arjuna didn't understand. Arjuna, even though Lord Krishna has given this Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, clearly has explained in the second chapter, Arjuna didn't notice that properly. He is having a misconception about Karma Yoga Sadhana and Jnana Yoga Sadhana. That is why he is asking a question. Ekam vada nischitya, which one is good for me? You tell me one, I want to practice that. This question is itself is wrong. But still, Lord Krishna has to give the answer to Arjuna patiently. Hey Arjuna, listen once again. That short explanation of Karma Yoga, unakku pattale. It's not sufficient for you to get clear understanding. 47 to 53, what I have explained about Karma Yoga, that much explanation, that is a bird eye view I have given. Now I am going to elaborately explain about Karma Yoga, that which purifies the mind, which makes the person qualified for Jnana Yoga. Hey Arjuna, you are also going to get moksha. Now your sadhana is what? Karma Yoga sadhana. So Lord Krishna is going to clarify further. Therefore, one cannot practice Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga simultaneously. Pravritti, Nivritti, active life and withdrawal life, is it possible at a time? Like Gati Sthitivat, Shankaracharya writes, Gati Sthitivat, one commentator upon the same Bhagavad Gita, before Shankaracharya, he writes, by seeing this Arjuna's question, he translates like this. Lord Krishna prescribing what? Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, simultaneously, one has to practice, and he writes. Then Shankaracharya says, that is wrong. Combination of Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga is not possible. కాంబినేషన్ కాల్డ్ సముచ్చయా దేశే సముచ్చయా అన్నారు. దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు సీ ఇన్ భాష్యం. వెన్ ఐ టేక్ భాష్యం, గీతా భాష్యం, ఐ విల్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దట్ టైమ్. సో సముచ్చయ మీన్స్ కాంబినేషన్. సైమల్టేనియస్ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఆఫ్ కర్మయోగ అండ్ జ్ఞానయోగ ఈజ్ ఇంపాసిబుల్. ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ గతి స్థితివత్ అని ఆచార్య సేస్. గతి అన్నా మూమెంట్, వాకింగ్. స్థితి అన్నా స్టాండింగ్. స్టాండింగ్ అండ్ వాకింగ్ క్యాన్ బి సైమల్టేనియస్లీ డన్ బై ఎనీ వన్. ఐఎమ్ వాకింగ్ అండ్ ఆల్సో స్టాండింగ్ అన్నా. ఈవెన్ ట్రెడ్మిల్ ఆల్సో యూ కెన్ నాట్ డూ దట్. ఆన్ ట్రెడ్మిల్ ఆల్సో యు ఆర్ వాకింగ్ ఓన్లీ, ఆల్సో యు ఆర్ లుకింగ్ స్టాండింగ్ ఇన్ వన్ ప్లేస్, బట్ యు ఆర్ వాకింగ్ ఫాస్ట్, ఫాస్టర్ దెన్ ఆర్డినరీ వాకింగ్. లైక్ దట్ గతి, వాకింగ్, స్టాండింగ్ అండ్ స్థితి బోత్ ఆర్ సైమల్టేనియస్లీ, కెనాట్ బి పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ బై ఎనీ వన్. లైక్ దట్ కర్మయోగ అండ్ జ్ఞానయోగ కెనాట్ బి ప్రాక్టీస్డ్ సైమల్టేనియస్లీ. యు మే గెట్ డౌట్ నౌ, స్వామిని నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్కి వరణమా వేండామా? వీఆర్ ఆల్ ఇన్ గృహస్థాశ్రమ, వీఆర్ ఆల్ హ్యావింగ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీస్ ఇన్ అవర్ హౌస్ అండ్ యు ఆర్ టీచింగ్ జ్ఞానయోగ, స్టడీయింగ్ ఆఫ్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ హియర్. దెన్ వాట్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు డూ? టెల్ మీ నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్కి వెదర్ షుడ్ ఐ కంటిన్యూ ఆర్ నాట్ అన్నారు. యు హ్యావ్ టు కంటిన్యూ. ఓకే, సో వాట్ వీ వాంట్ టు సే, కర్మయోగ, వెన్ యు ఆర్ ఇన్ గృహస్థాశ్రమ కర్మయోగ, డూ యువర్ డ్యూటీస్, బట్ టోటల్లీ యూ కెనాట్ టేక్ అప్ జ్ఞానయోగ. మార్నింగ్, ఆఫ్టర్నూన్, ఈవినింగ్, నైట్, కెన్ యూ సిట్ అండ్ స్టడీ? Is it possible? Not possible. You have to take care of your family members. Therefore, you have to spend some time for Shravanam. So you can simultaneously, you cannot do. You are predominantly, you are taking up Karma Yoga. You are not a Karmi now. You are a Karma Yogi. Karma Yogi is as good as doing Ishwararpana Buddhi, Prasada Buddhi is there. He is a seeker of moksha. He is also spend some time for Shravanam. Totally you are not taking Jnana Yoga. You are not taking Sanyas Ashrama. Sadhanas simultaneously totally you are not following. You are predominantly Karma Yogi. And you are attempting, first attempting for Jnana Yoga. So you take up Jnana Yoga, slowly you have to drop Karma Yoga also later. So you need not take Sanyasa Ashrama. To study Jnanam, ante Jnana Yoga, to take up that sadhana, you need not take up Sanyasa. But Sanyasi like little bit you have to reduce your possessions, transactions, not totally, but reduce, reduction, reduction is possible. Total renunciation is not possible, not necessary also. Total renunciation is not possible, not necessary, but reduction of possessions, relations, transactions, obligations, in like ordinary people in the society, you need not have that much pravritti. You can have a little bit pravritti and spend time for Jnana Yoga. This is Kali Yuga, modern lifestyle. What to do? You can do Karma Yoga also, and you be in Grihasthashrama also, and come once in a week Bhagavad Gita class also. So gradually you can refine your mind and slowly you will enter into Jnana Yoga and you spend more time for Jnana Yoga. By that time your responsibilities also will reduce and grandchildren also grown up now and you are retired. People are waiting, ninga ingavadu poyitanu poyitu vaango nu solluva munnadi ella veetla irundhu pannanum ippa theva illa. They themselves will send out. Adu maadhiri koncham namakku time, adukku da indha 11 to 12 class, 11:30 to 12:30 Even though you are in grihastha ashrama, totally you cannot renounce your family, you should not. Because sannyasa is also an ashrama, house is also an ashrama. See the name, how the Shastra has given the name. What? Grihastha ashrama. If you have this karma yoga attitude, your house is also an ashrama for you. And your mind is so tranquil when you are doing japa, parayanam and puja, and we are studying shastra, slowly your mind is like, your house is like a tapovanam for you. You need not go for any ashrama. Read that. అందుకని అదిదాన దేశే బ్రహ్మచర్య ఆశ్రమ, గృహస్థ ఆశ్రమ, వానప్రస్థ ఆశ్రమ, సన్యాస ఆశ్రమ. నమ్మ నెనకరా ఆశ్రమ అన్న అంగెంగో ఇట్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ అవుట్స్కర్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సిటీ ఆర్ సమ్వేర్ రిషికేశ్ సమ్వేర్ ఇన్ హిమాలయాస్ దేర్ ఈస్ వన్ ఆశ్రమం. அங்கே ஆசிரமில் ஒரு தாடி சுவாமிஜி இருப்பார், ஒரு சன்னியாசி இருப்பார். அங்கே இருந்தால் நம்ம கூட இருந்தால் அதுதான் சன்னியாச ஆசிரமம். அந்த ஆசிரமம் வி திங்க் திஸ் இஸ் நாட் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் ஆசிரம. ஆசிரம இஸ் தட் வேர் யூ க்ரோ, வேர் யூ கெட் மெச்சூரிட்டி, வேர் யூ லேர்ன் அண்ட் வேர் யுவர் மைண்ட் இஸ் ரிஃபைன்ட், where you can refine your mind. That is called ashrama. You mature in brahmacharya ashrama, you mature in grihastha ashrama, you can mature in vanaprastha ashrama, you can mature in sannyasa ashrama also. Therefore, wherever you are, that is ashrama. You need not go to any ashrama. ee shramam podum ஆசிரமம் வேண்டான். யூ நீட் நாட் வேர் காஷாயம், காவி போட்டுக்கணும்னு வேண்டாம். பட் யூ கேன் பி இன்டர்னலி, யூ கேன் ஹாவ் தட் ரினன்சியேட் மைண்ட், பற்று இல்லாமல் இருக்கணும். அவ்வளோதான். டூ யுவர் ஹவுஸ் ஹோல்ட் டியூட்டிஸ், எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் ஓவர், கம் ஆன் சிட் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா. And before that, responsibility, people are coming into my again duties, close the Bhagavad Gita, do your duty. Nobody knows what you are doing. And internally you are tranquil, quiet and happy, just like a sannyasi you are also. But you are outside looking a grihastha. Internally you are a sannyasi. That is why external dress change is not compulsory. It's not compulsory. Moksha can be attained even by grihastha also. Oh Arjuna, don't worry, you also can attain moksha. Next shloka we'll read. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Lokesmin Dvividha Nishtha. Pura Prokta Mayanagha. Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam Karma Yogena Yoginam. Shri Bhagavanu Vacha. Lord Krishna replies to Arjuna's question. He Anagha, O sinless one. Agham means papam. The first line, last word, maya anagha is there, maya plus anagha. Anagha means sinless one. That means upadesha yogyavan ityartha. Sinless one, the one who is free from sin, he deserved to listen shastra. So I can also say you are also called anagha, sinless one. Otherwise, how can you have this opportunity of listening shastra, Bhagavad Gita? a sinless one, the person who is free from papa, that person only can have an opportunity to study Bhagavad Gita. Edavadu papam irunda in the class varanam ani aashayam varadu, and you would never like to listen also. We are liking to listen, we are coming to this class itself is a sign, an indication. We are free from papa. We are pure, anagha, oh pure one, sinless one. Dvidha nishtha maya prokta asmin loke. In this world, asmin loke, in this world, Dvidha nishtha, two types of disciplines, two types of commitments, or two types of lifestyle. Dvividha means two types. Nishtha means here lifestyle, commitments. Maya prokta. Well designed by me, spoken, initiated. Prokta means spoken, initiated, given by me. Pura prokta means at the time of creation itself, given by me clearly. What are those two? One is one lifestyle for action, one lifestyle for knowledge. One lifestyle for action, one lifestyle for knowledge. Pura prokta, long before I gave this. What are they? Jnana yogena sankhyanam. For sankhyas, for sannyasis in artham, for renunciates, for sankhyas, the lifestyle I have given for sankhyas, the sadhana is by the pursuit of jnana yogena, in the form of jnana yoga. I gave that lifestyle for sannyasis, no? For jnana yogis, those who are renunciates, sannyasinam jnana yogena, then yoginam karma yogena, yoginam for the yogis, here yogis means grihasthanam, for householders. What is their pursuit given by me? In the form of karma yoga, by the pursuit of action, who pursue the activity. For the grihasthas, I gave karma yoga. For sannyasis, I gave jnana yoga. So you have to choose lifestyle now. Now you have chosen grihasthashrama, no? I gave karma yoga as sadhana for you. Suppose a person takes sannyasa and comes and stands, what sadhana I kept for them? Jnana yoga. Now the Arjuna is missing. Ayayo, I would have taken sannyasa, nanna irukume. Don't worry, you also come to that only, indirectly. Arjuna, do karma yoga in grihasthashrama. Slowly you will get moksha. What that person is going to get, you are also going to get. He is getting within 1 year, you are going to get within 2 years. That's all. Kuncha time duration gap. Okay? More in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.